Well, hello again, and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa. I'll be here for the next hour. It is the week before Christmas. Can you feel the excitement in the air? Got a good show for you today. I'm going to tell you about some upcoming changes here at WMFO, which may actually affect the future of Rock of Ages. I'll explain. I'll talk about a decision made in an unrelated industry that could mean the end of an iconic way we've listened to music our whole lives. We've got our usuals, Phil's pick, our one-hit wonder, all ahead in the next hour. So sit back, relax, and enjoy 91.5 WMFO.
Welcome to the planet. Welcome to existence. Everyone's here. Everyone's here. Everybody's watching you now.
The band is Switchfoot, and the song is called Dare You to Move. And we heard Asia before that from their 1982 debut album, In the Heat of the Moment. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRussa here on Rock of Ages, and I want to talk to you about a change that's happening here at WMFO that might, and I emphasize might, affect the future of this show. As you probably know, I've been doing this show remotely for the past 2.5 years. My first two shows ever here on WMFO were live in studio. They were on March 6th and March 13th, 2020. Then the pandemic hit, and the next 130 shows I've been recording from my home, in my home studio, uploading through a great process that was invented by the Wiz tech staff here at WMFO that kept the station going really against all odds during the entirety of the pandemic. Well, COVID-19, while it certainly is still something to consider, is no longer the same public health crisis that it once was. And in fact, the Tufts campus is all but back to normal and has been for a while. And so the student-run management at WMFO, understandably, has announced that starting in the spring, really in late January, WMFO DJs will no longer have the option of doing their shows remotely. The last remote shows will air the week of January 23rd. I think this is the right decision. It's been a technological burden for the staff. Frankly, it's been tended to by folks who don't even go to school here anymore. They've graduated, gone on with their lives, and are taking care of the technology just basically out of the kindness of their hearts. And so it really no longer serves an important purpose to continue to do remote shows. But here's the deal for me. I haven't decided yet, But I don't know if Rock of Ages is going to be able to continue, or if it does, whether it's going to continue in this time slot. I work at Tufts, and I chose this time slot when I was going into the office every day for work. Do the show from 8 to 9, then get into the office by 9:15 on Mondays. But now, my job is 100% remote, which means I can do my job from anywhere in the world. I rarely do go to campus, and so I have to take that all into consideration going forward. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I will keep you in the loop. The show will air in this usual time slot for the next 5 weeks. And so let me tell you what we've got coming up, because I have an exciting schedule that I'm hoping you will enjoy. So today we're going to do the last regular show of the year. Next Monday, the day after Christmas, we will do the best new music of 2022, all the new stuff that we played over the course of the year, just the best of it. On January 2nd, we'll do a special show. I'm still not 100% sure what that's going to be. Then on January 9th, a regular show, the first one of the year. And then the next 2 weeks after that, on the 16th and 23rd of January, I'm going to do a two-part special. It's based on a Rolling Stone article called The Worst Decisions in Music History. It's a great article. There's 50 of them. And I'm going to pick out about 20 of them over the course of 2 weeks and play music related to those artists and those decisions. So that is the schedule. After that, WMFO will launch into its spring schedule, and Rock of Ages may or may not be on in this slot, but we still have a lot of good stuff to do over the next few weeks. It is time now for Phil's pick, last one of the calendar year. My friend Phil from Watertown, busy going through his collection, picking out songs that he thinks we might like, and let's check out Phil's pick for this week.
Hey, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's pick. This week's tune is Pictures by Matt Nathanson. Nathanson is an American singer-songwriter whose work is a blend of folk and rock and roll music. He was raised right here in Lexington, Massachusetts. His latest album is called Boston Accent. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe. Be kind.
When you're young, you got time. When you're old, you're built to life. In between, you're just along for the ride. Nothing's in a straight line, like the wrinkles on your eyes. Try to take it one candle at a time. When we turn 96, with a smile on our lips, I'll have nothing left to wish. 'Cause people paint pictures of places like this. Opposite sides, but you and I know they're the same. When you're young, you got time. When you're old, you built a life. In between, you're just along for the ride. Nothing's in a straight line, like the wrinkles on your eyes. Try to take it one candle at a time. When we turn 96, with a smile on our eyes, nothing left to wish. 'Cause people paint pictures of places like this. People, they daydream of the life that we live. People, they see darkness and light as opposite sides, but you and I know they're the same. Dance in the sun till the warm evening comes, then we'll dance by the light of the moon. We'll follow the thread, sing the songs in our heads, until all of our best dreams come true. When you're young, you got time. When you're old, you built a life. In between, you're just along for the ride. Nothing's in a straight line, like the wrinkles on your eyes. Try to take it one candle at a time. When we turn 96, with a smile on our lips, I'll have nothing left to wish.
Hi, Hello, this is Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull, and you're listening to Ron LaRussa.
Playing the best rock from all eras, from the classic rock of the 70s right on through the pop rock of the 2000s through today on Rock of Ages. Here on WMFO, that's Jethro Tull with Locomotive Breath. And before that, Matt Nathanson from his Boston Accent album. The song was called Pictures, and that was Phil's pick for today. Well, here's a couple of weird stories in the news that have nothing to do with music, but I found them interesting. First, how much would you pay for a pair of pants, specifically jeans? How about $144,000? That is what a pair of jeans, purported to be the oldest pair of jeans in existence, went for at auction. They were pulled from a sunken trunk from a ship that sank off the coast of North Carolina in 1857. The interesting thing is that Levi Strauss is said to be the inventor of blue jeans. He started making them for the miners during the California Gold Rush, but these jeans predate the first Levi's by 16 years. Scandal in the jeans industry. So it may actually be that they were made by him before he formally set up shop manufacturing Levi's, but that's not at all clear. The Levi's company, anyway, is downplaying this discovery, saying they are not Levi's and they are not miners' work pants because they want to kind of hold on to that image as being the first creator of the blue jean. $144,000. Wow. Next story. You know those Apple AirTags that are little GPS devices that allow you to locate everything like your luggage or your keys or your car? They make a nice Christmas gift, by the way. You might be thinking about that. Well, they have apparently also been used by stalkers to track their ex-girlfriends against their knowledge. And Apple is being sued by two such women. They filed a class action saying that these AirTags are a dangerous product because Apple has not included any proper safeguards to warn people who might unknowingly be tracked. One of the women found it in their child's backpack, and another found it fastened on the inside fender of her car. So Apple being sued for those things. And here's a story that does have to do with music. The trend to electric cars, which have all kinds of good environmental benefits, might also mean the death of AM radio. It turns out that electric cars generate interference for AM signals, and car makers are dropping them from their latest models. Without inclusion in cars, that'll almost be the certain end for AM radio. Let's face it, AM radio was already on life support. All radio is really on life support. But it's been decades since AM was mainstream relevant. I don't think I've used it in my car, you know, probably in 10 years or more. But there are some small niche communities that are served by AM stations, and they're worried that these stations will also become extinct. So that is something to keep an eye on. I have great memories of being a kid and listening to top 40 music on AM before FM and album rock radio bulldozed it in the early to mid-1970s. And there's one song that I associate with that time that I've never played on the show, but I've been dying for an excuse to do it, and so here it is. And after that, I'm going to play another great song about FM radio. When this song came out, the top 40 AM station that I listened to played it repeatedly for something like three consecutive back-to-back hours, just this song. And it burned a groove in my brain that is present to this day. So here goes. My favorite AM memory. These are the Raspberries on Rock of Ages.
Never knew how complete I could be.
No static at all. Steely Dan with FM. And we heard the Raspberries, Go All the Way. That is also the first song I ever downloaded. I wonder if everybody remembers the first song that they downloaded, but I remember sitting in front of probably Napster and thinking, okay, I could download any song I've ever heard in my life up to that point. What will it be? And I went right for the Raspberries, and I think it's because of the groove in my brain from that time when I listened to that AM radio station play it over and over again for 3 hours. Anyway, you're listening to Rock of Ages on WMFO. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for waking up with me this morning. This week in music history is also about radio, at least this story is. This week in 1977, Elvis Costello got banned from Saturday Night Live when he abruptly halted his performance of a song called Less Than Zero and played the song Radio Radio instead. The Sex Pistols were going to be the musical guests that day, but they were denied entry into the U.S., and so it left the SNL producers scrambling for a replacement as a musical guest. The Ramones were asked, they declined, and so they turned to Elvis Costello, who was touring the U.S. in support of his first album, My Aim Is True. He was expected to play his British single, Less Than Zero, but after he started the song, he abruptly stopped and told the crowd, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but there's no reason to do this song here, indicating that Less Than Zero was not appropriate because it was a song about a British politician that nobody in America had ever heard of. So he launched into an unreleased song called Radio Radio, which is a scathing attack on radio stations that he felt had become homogenized and profit-driven. The stunt got him banned from SNL, but became one of the most memorable moments on the show's history and a defining moment in Elvis's career and showed that he was willing to defy the media in the interest of his art, or as the song says, willing to bite the hand that feeds him. Also this week in 1973, Bobby Darin of Mack the Knife fame died at the age of 37 after surgery to repair his ailing heart. Celebrating birthdays this week, we've got Keith Richards turning 79. Paul Rogers, lead singer of Free and then Bad Company, is 73. Elliot Easton, lead guitarist of The Cars, 69. Christina Aguilera is 42. And Billie Eilish is a ripe old 21 years old this week. Also, Chris Robinson, lead singer of The Black Crowes, is 56. Haven't played The Crowes in a while. Let's check this one out here now on Rock of Ages on WMFO.
Candle calls the mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man, a great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. Let me light your candle, calls her mama. I'm sure all the hand and I'm just around. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Hard, hard to handle now. Oh yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah.
let me light your candle, cause mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Just another dreamer
dreaming about every man.
Jackson Browne, the title song from the album For Every Man from way back in 1973. That was his second album. And we heard the Black Crowes, Hard to Handle, as we celebrate Chris Robinson's 56th birthday this week here on Rock of Ages. I heard something interesting. It turns out that afternoons are already getting longer. Now, we traditionally know that the shortest day of the year is December 21st, and I thought that that's when days would start getting longer. But in fact, afternoons are getting longer. The sunset was around 4:12 a few days ago, and now it's happening at 4:13. But the sunrises are still happening a little later, and that's why the days are still getting shorter. But afternoons are actually lighter for another minute, for what it's worth. And in just a few days, we'll get to the shortest day and then start that long climb back to spring and eventually fabulous June. Let's get to our one-hit wonder now. Every week on the show, we try to feature a one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. This week, the band is Deep Blue Something, not a household name by any stretch. They were formed by four students at the University of North Texas. After graduating, they played around the Southwest and made a couple of self-funded albums, and then were signed to Interscope Records in 1995 and released the album that contained this song. Though the group considered themselves an alt band, the song took off as a pop single as well as getting significant album rock radio airplay. Their next album did not do well. The band parted ways with Interscope, then went on a creative hiatus for several years. Then they reformed. They still record and tour, but have never come close to the success of this song from 1995. This is Deep Blue Something with Breakfast at Tiffany's on Rock of Ages.
You'll say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from. And we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us. Still I know you just don't care. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany's? She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got. I see you, the only one who knew me. Left undone.
start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us. Still I know you just don't care.
And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany? She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, my thing, we both kinda liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got. We'll be right back.
Going back to the 60s for that one with the Birds. That is 8 Miles High. And our one-hit wonder before that, Deep Blue Something, and the song was Breakfast at Tiffany's. You're listening to Rock of Ages on WMFO. We've got time for one, maybe two more songs coming up toward the end of the hour, but we'll get to that right after this.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Rainbow is a band with a rich rock and roll heritage. It was formed by Richie Blackmore, guitarist for Deep Purple, and Ronnie James Dio. But in the mid-80s, they suddenly wanted to sound like Foreigner. And they came out with this one. This is Stone Cold by Rainbow on Rock of Ages.
Someone calling, I looked around, no one was in sight. Now that your picture's in the paper being read the clear mind, and you can have it, the one that you have ever desired. All you gotta tell me now is why, why.
Well, that's our show for today. I do hope you liked it. And I invite you to join me again next week at the same time for Rock of Ages here on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa, and don't forget next week we've got a special show. We'll be doing the best new music we played here on the show in the year 2022. If you are celebrating Christmas, I hope you have a great one, and I'll see you on the other side. Take care.
WMFO
on the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.